Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
We're visiting with Ayla Reyes, who is the new executive director for the Mason County Chamber of Commerce. And first of all, welcome from all of us at KNL to you, and happy to have you here.
Yes, it's good to be here. I've been having so much fun already.
I have.
I started and went straight into Roundup, so I went diving in head first here. It's been a lot of fun. No downtime. I've been really busy, but it's been good so far.
Well, tell us about yourself, first of all. You are a Mason. We call you a Mason native.
Yes, I kind of, I guess. My family moved here when I was going into fourth grade. Of course, I went to high school, graduated in 2012. So, yeah, I've been here for a while. When I graduated, I decided to go to Texas State, and I earned my degree in public relations with a minor in fashion merchandise. So I kind of have a little bit of knowledge of talking to people and social media and all of that fun stuff. So
why were you interested in this particular job?
Well, one, because I actually wanted to be in a position where I'm doing what I was taught, what I went to school for. Not only that, just being active in my community is really what I was looking for. You know, growing up here in a small town, there's so much community support. When I was in school, everyone would always pull together anything for the kiddos. So that's what mattered the most. And so doing this job, accepting this job, I figured that would be a great way to kind of say thank you so I can also give back to the community. So, yeah.
Well, it is an interesting job. And, you know, as you launch into it, what is the first reactions to it?
Wow, this is a lot. I don't think people realize what the chamber does. We are the Chamber of Commerce, but we're also the Visitor Center. It's just there's so much that we do with all of our events coming up. I mean, we have, of course, our Roundup that's coming up. At the end of the year, we have the Wild Game Dinner. But that's not all that we do. I mean, our focus is on our members, chamber members, and just growing their businesses and helping them establish here and expand. And with that, there's just so much that goes into it. And I don't think people realize that we do a lot. So.
You know, as you turn and you look at it now, some of the, from your standpoint, what are the immediate challenges that you're facing?
The media challenges?
Immediate challenges.
Well, Roundup. Like I said, immediate challenges, though, is just membership. Keeping our members happy. I wouldn't say it's a challenge, but that is my primary focus. Mason is growing and at a fast rate, and it is so hard to keep up. It doesn't matter if you are in a small town or a big city. It's so easy to sink, no matter where you're at. But this thing about Mason is that we want to flourish. People come here because there's so many things to do. The people are great. And so I want to see our businesses do the same thing. I don't want to see them sink. And I think as the chamber, we can help them get established. We help with their advertising and things. I want to focus more on networking within our membership too. Community, supporting community, that's what the chamber is about.
Very good. Well, it's going to be an interesting time for you as you get your feet wet and get at it. And going right at Roundup, it does get you started pretty actively. So we wish you good luck.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. I am so excited. It's going to be fun this year, and I can't wait to see we do as the chamber board, and me as the new executive director, we'll see what we can do for our members and our community. I'm really excited for the growth and what we can do with all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.